Too often I've heard some version of the following comment when it comes to disasters. Oh, don't worry. The odds of something like that happening here are slim to none. I'm John Maynor, President and CEO of the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. Disasters can be man-made or natural. Either way, the percentage of businesses that don't survive significant disasters is alarming. Many simply aren't prepared and can't make the recovery necessary to keep operating. We live in a great state and an awesome community, but we've been reminded in just the last 30 days we face challenges in this area from floods, tornadoes, damaging winds, and even man-made situations like occurred in Marshall County, Kentucky. So let's talk about what you can do. Like so many other aspects of your business, the best approach to dealing with disasters is proper planning and preparation. Like me, most of you are not disaster preparedness experts, and you need help. Fortunately, many resources are available to us both online and in person. Several organizations have excellent guidelines and planning documents to help. Just a few of these are the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, the Small Business Administration, the American Red Cross, and locally provided CERT training. In addition, law enforcement agencies provide training for active shooter situations. So here's my challenge. If you don't have a disaster plan for your business, make a commitment now. Assemble some resources and really decide to prepare yourself and your coworkers for whatever may come your way. It gives you the best chance to continue your success after dealing with a setback. I'm John Maynor. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.